Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. It's Cornelia Stephanie, and I am guest hosting for Dr. Pat today. And it's an honor and a pleasure to welcome in the new year together with you. It has been a crazy, crazy year for so many of us. And as I'm sitting here and I'm going, wow, my body is feeling like, do I have a post-traumatic stress syndrome from, you know, this year? It's like, wow, it's just been an incredible year of growth and so many twists and turns that we've all had to, you know, come accustomed to, right? And so I was thinking, like, what is it that I can give to you, the audience? What is it that I can leave you with in this year and also to invite you to begin in 2021? And I remembered very distinctly this beautiful boundary that I had put in place for myself at a time when I was listening to the negative self-talk in my mind, right? The negative self-talk, that little voice that I was listening to that would be self-critical or that would be judgmental. And I remembered when I would, because we know that we think between 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts per day. And 85% of those thoughts, if we're not conscious, are negative. And tomorrow, we're going to think those same thoughts again. We're going to think the repetitive thoughts that we had today. And so since we know that, and we also know that our bodies respond to how we think and how we feel. And so it's important that we put a boundary in place and stop the negative self-talk. And this is the perfect time right now because there's a lot of negativity out there. I was just on a call this morning with some amazing women, and one of the women was saying that she was struggling with exactly that. So that's why I know right now it's out in the field where people are listening to that voice inside, and it may not be as loving as you would like it to be. And so that's the boundary that we want to draw, the line that we want to draw in the sand. And we want to be able to, you know, like what I did for myself, I said, I absolutely, absolutely refuse to judge you. I absolutely refuse to think these negative thoughts. And every time when that would come up, I would remember that the boundary that I placed in place, and I would replace it with a loving thought towards myself. So this was a beautiful practice that, of course, it was a practice. That's why I'm calling it the 21-day challenge in 2021 that you begin, that you start on January 1, and then let's see how we get to January 21, and seeing if you can break that pattern and that habit, because it's just a pattern interruption. It's a pattern interruption to interrupt those thoughts. So most especially when we're not feeling particularly, like ladies, I know that you can relate to this, you know, when we're feeling like we gained a few pounds, right? Or when we don't feel particularly beautiful, when we look in the mirror and you're like, oh my gosh, you've aged, or my gosh, you've gained a few pounds or whatever. And then whatever that negative self-talk is, then the body will respond to those thoughts. And then you will create your reality based on that. But if we draw the line in the sand, if we draw the boundary, then we're going to say no negative self-talk allowed. Because what we want to do is we want the truth. And the truth is that we're beautiful, beautiful angels. Absolutely gorgeous angels. And that's the loving self-talk that we want to replace that negative voice with. So no judgment allowed. No judgment. Absolutely not. Most especially if you've gained some weight. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to do anything about it. It's just that you're not going to hold yourself in judgment over it. And the beautiful thing when we do this, when we don't hold ourselves in judgment, we also don't judge others. So this is an extra benefit. So starting out 2021 with no negative self-talk for 21 days, that is the challenge. And so I'm asking you, are you in? And if you are in, then what I want you to do is I want you to text me at 360-941-5783 and tell me that, yes, I'm in. You can text me, yes, I'm in, or you can text me the words that you're going to use to replace your negative self-talk, and that would be, I love you. You're beautiful. You're a beautiful angel. You're amazing. Because that's the truth. And so even when you're not feeling particularly great or something happened, something, you know, negative happened, that you still accept yourself in that way and that you still see yourself from an angelic, from a beautiful perspective, the same way that you would want to see your child, the same way that the same things you would want to tell your best friend, the same things that you would want to have your lover or your partner say to you. That is the self-talk that you want to replace the negativity with. And so basically, it just becomes a beautiful way that you relate to yourself and with loving self-talk. And basically, it'll be like, absolutely, babe. Yes, babe. I love you, babe. And you're holding yourself in love instead of in contempt. So if you're up for the challenge, text me at 360-941-5783 and text the words that you're going to be using for yourself, what you're replacing it with. You're beautiful. You're amazing. I love you. That's one thing you can do. And then the other thing is you can record a positive message on your cell phone with your voice that speaks your truth. And every time when that habit, because it's a habit that's going to come up, when that comes up, that you then replace, you listen to the recording that you sent. So this is a beautiful pattern interruption on how you can change and interrupt that pattern of no negative self-talk and live in your loving, compassionate, accepting self instead of being self-critical, in judgment, and having your body respond to those thoughts and feelings. So very, very important. I thought, you know, what can I offer to start 2021 with? And what better way for you to think loving thoughts about yourself, for you to hold yourself in love and instead of self-criticizing yourself or in self-judgment? So I look forward to hearing from you. I'm going to hold you in my heart, all the people that are ready to try this. I know that people have been, people like challenges. So this is also another thing. It's nice when we can do things together as a group, when we know that we're supporting each other in love. And this is what 2021, what I'm holding for all of us is for all of us to level up into a higher state of love, into the truth of who we are. So I'm so excited for today's show. We have, I'm going to introduce you when I come back from break. We're going to go to break here in just a few minutes, but let me just tell you what we're doing. I support entrepreneurs to grow their brand, to use podcasting and video marketing to connect with their audience and really be seen and stand out in the crowd. And so today I'm so honored and excited because I have brought with me a lot of the hosts that are also my clients, and some of them are also my friends. And these are amazing heroes in the world and heroines that are game changers. They're doing incredible things. And I'm so blessed and so honored to be with these amazing, beautiful people that are changing the world. And I'm going to introduce them to you, and we're going to listen to when their podcast is, what their theme is for 2021, what they want to share with us, so that you can really fully feel supported with all the tools, all the resources that you need in order to start 2021 with full support and the resources. So we'll take a break, we'll be right back, and then we'll carry on.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com, where you can book your appointment, or call us at 858-684-7575.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Welcome back, everyone. Cornelia Stephanie here. I'm so excited to usher in this New Year's together with you and the beautiful people that I'm about to introduce you to. Let me introduce to you my first guest and also host and co-host, and Diane Solano, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Cornelia. Always a joy being here with you, and especially kicking off 2021. I'm super excited.
Super excited. I'm just like, wow, can you believe here we are at the end of 2020 and beginning a new year. So have you thought about what your theme is for this year?
Oh my goodness, absolutely. And I think it's just an expansion of what you just talked about. You know, our bodies are our vehicles to become the best version of ourselves. And if we're not taking care of this, we can't show up powerfully. So for those that may or may not know me, my name is Diane Solano. I'm an orthomolecular nutritionist. Yes, say that 10 times. Good luck with that. But it's a scientific term for actually scientific driven nutrition. I am a little bit of a science geek. And the reason why is because I love seeing how the body works. And it was actually my story that ushered me into this particular realm of health and wellness. So, you know, I've practiced for 20 years, but it didn't happen overnight. I didn't wake up going, hey, I want to become an orthomolecular nutritionist. Like, who does that? So what happened to me was my original plan was to study vet med, you know, loved animals. And then all of a sudden I started dealing with health issues. My dad was dealing with health issues. And we went from the conventional medical model over and over and over again to realize that we didn't have any answers. Long story short, Cornelia, that's when I finally met my first mentor, who at the time said, Diane, you know what? I need you to write down a diet diary. I want you to tell me everything you put in your mouth. I want you to write down every thought and feeling you feel and show me. Don't do anything different, but come back in 1 week and show me exactly what you do. And he looked at it and he said, you know what? Sugar, sugar, carbs, sugar. You don't have essential fats. You don't have protein. You don't have what it takes to make healthy hormones. Therefore, you have this condition you're dealing with. And that's when I realized, oh my gosh, no one had ever asked me that in the conventional medical model. Now there's no space for that model, but this is what I'm so excited about. And this is what I've lectured upon for years. And this is the reason why I taught for many years on this topic, is because people don't know what they don't know. So the theme for this year, every other week, every other Friday, we're talking about the empowerment through health. Empowered Through Health is the podcast I'm hosting. Why? 20 years of practice, I have met hundreds of really passionate entrepreneurs, practitioners doing phenomenal work out there, all in the natural world. Why? The body is your biggest pharmacy. And you just nailed it at the beginning of the call. How you think and how you feel actually affects your chemistry. If you look at Dr. Bruce Lipton, Biology of Belief, I love his book, Oldie But Goodie, documented showing our 100 trillion cells that are always changing are surrounded by an environment that dictates its genetic potential. So what that means is how you think and how you feel with the foods that you eat and what you're doing and not doing affects your body chemistry. So if we were to bring in different speakers and highlight what they do, that all, by the way, have online platforms now, thanks to this past year, that's been a gift in many different ways, because a lot of them now are expanding on the online process. And I figured there's blessings in this that we don't even know about. What if we were to have many different topics with different successful strategies, simple, easy, to the point, with busy lifestyles, things I like to call health hacks, where people can connect and find solutions, answers to live an empowered life, to feed the 100 trillion cells, to start feeling better, get past certain limited conditions, scenarios. I don't know. All I do know is that the body is extremely intelligent. It's thrived on nutrition for thousands of years. It's never going to change. And if we just empower people with proper information, we raise their vibration, because bodies respond to frequency. You just said a beautiful thing at the beginning of the call, Cornelia, you know, hidden messages of water. I love the Japanese researcher talking about how you think and how you feel. Those emotions actually structure the cell water molecules we have in our bodies. So if we bring on different experts and highlight what they can do, strategies that you can implement on different challenges people have around the globe, man, the feedback we're getting is absolutely phenomenal.
Diane, aren't you glad that you have a podcast, and that aren't you glad that you have a podcast that you can share this message with? So let's tell the audience how they can put it on their calendar to tune into you. Write it on their calendar, because obviously, look at that passion, look at that fire, look at that wisdom, look at that knowledge. When is your podcast? When should they listen to you? And then thank you so much.
My pleasure. Every other Friday, we're actually kicking it off tomorrow, New Year's Day, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I believe that is 1 o'clock Pacific.
Yeah.
And tomorrow we're kicking it off with the topic of autoimmunity. I have a fantastic health coach. She does the emotional piece. She does the baseline, you know, biochemical piece, and it's powerful. And we just did an Instagram live. People are just messaging me, asking me when the link is, every other Friday. So we kick it off tomorrow. 2 weeks later, we'll kick it off again. It's 30 minutes, but it's jam-packed with golden nuggets.
Excellent, Diane Solano. You are rocking on fire. Thank you so much for empowering us with health, through health. And let's bring in our next guest, Christelle Biga. Yes, she's going to be a household name, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show, Christelle.
Hi, Cornelia. Thank you. Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be here. So my name is Christelle Biga. If you're familiar with the Transformation Talk Radio, you probably know my podcast, Absolute Alignment with Christelle, When Success Feels Easy. So that's a story that is really close to my heart, because if you're a woman listening to this, you know what it means to be conditioned, you know, never really being you, because there is always a chatter going on in your head, kind of the chatter we were talking about earlier, Cornelia, of always questioning, is it good? Am I allowed to do this as a woman? Should I sit this way? Should I talk this way? Should I laugh this loud? So the conditioning for a woman starts from a very young age. And when I grew up already with that conditioning, and adding to the fact that my family was really religious, so the conditioning from religion also added up to it. And then growing up, you have all those things going on. You enter the, you know, professional world. Again, you have those questions coming up. Am I allowed to do this? Is it good? And they will tell you, this is not okay. Women don't do this. And, you know, this is where you have to stop. And this is not, this is for men, this is for women. I was living in my head, always having those checklists, asking to myself, is it okay? Is it allowed? What are people going to think about me? What are people going to say about me? I was completely disconnected with my, from myself. And it was a really tough way of living, because I never went after what I really wanted, because I needed to make sure that I'm checking all the boxes for other people. I'm checking all the boxes for society. I'm checking all the boxes for religion, for my beliefs and all of that. And at some point it was just unbearable. I had to stop all of that and say, this is not working for me. I'm not really the person I want to be, because I don't even know if it's okay to be the person I want to be. And when I jumped into entrepreneurship, I decided to become a coach full time. The same story followed me. I was wondering, is it, you know, listening to everyone else but me? Oh, other coaches are doing this. Oh, but we even ask advice. It's, no, nobody does this on the first year. You should start with this. Oh, no, you can't do this at this moment because you are new. You are just getting started. Everybody knew what I was supposed to do, who I was supposed to be. I never really asked to myself, what do I want? So I tried for a very long time to really do what other people were telling me was okay, trying to, you know, implement strategies in my business based on what other people thought was going to work for me. Just because it worked for them, it meant that's the way. And it wasn't working. I was disconnected, and there was a battle within me. My soul was calling me to do certain things, but my head was kicking it all the time and reminding me that it wasn't okay, reminding me that, oh, look at what other people are doing. So I was not in alignment with myself, until the moment I decided to say, this has to stop, and get out of my head and come back to my heart, reconnect with myself and ask myself the simple question every time I had to make a decision. What do I want? And I started really going through that process of reconnecting with myself and listening to myself again. First, remembering who I really am. Who am I, and what am I here to do? What am I feeling called to do? And how am I feeling called to do it? It took me time to be okay to do things the way I wanted to do them, because the outside chatter was so loud. I had to really have the courage to shut down all that external noise and listen to myself. And that's the only moment that every time I would come from that place, I will be at peace, because I was feeling good about my decision. I was feeling good about who I am. And I was feeling good knowing that I'm ultimately following the guidance of my higher self. And it was enough for me. And I was in alignment every moment. From that place, really, I had more clarity with making decision. With all the entrepreneurs I work with, the main thing I hear is, I don't know what to do. I don't know what, you know, I kind of know what I want to do, but I don't know how to get there. I don't know the step-by-step process. I don't know. There is always that overwhelm and lack of clarity, but it simply comes from being not aligned with yourself. That's why alignment is so dear to my heart, spiritual alignment and personal alignment, because the at the end of the day, spirituality is part of it. It doesn't matter what you believe or you don't believe. We are spiritual beings at the end of the day. So that spiritual piece is really helpful to help you really reconnect with yourself, have the courage to say no to the external noise and simply listen to that voice that knows. Sometimes things that your brain don't know, you have those answers that sometimes come to you, but you need the courage to listen and trust that that's the way. So that's why the work of alignment is so dear to my heart. And when I work with entrepreneurs, I really help them get out of their head, shut down that external noise and listen. Listen to that higher self within that is always there for our highest good, and just to lead us exactly where we need to be, but the easiest and fastest way possible. When you listen, when you trust, when you come from that place of alignment and peace, you have clarity. And you can show up with confidence.
And this is also true. And this also goes to show you why it's so fantastic that you are having a podcast and you're, you know, sharing this information. Let's tell the audience where they can tune into you, where they can listen to you, and how they can, you know, follow you and join you with your alignment, leadership.
Awesome. So we are Absolute Alignment with Crystal when success feels easy is every first and third Friday of the month, 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. So mark that on your calendar. I always have amazing guests that come and give you practical tools, things you can start implementing right away to shift from your head to your soul, to your heart, and show up with clarity and confidence to kick off your New Year's resolutions. We have so many people setting goals that they don't, you know, achieve because of those limiting beliefs and checkbox that we have in our head. So my guests and myself are there to make sure that you're always in alignment with yourself. And for sure, you show up and you achieve what you want in the easiest and fastest way possible.
And you know, what's great, you guys, is just stay on for the podcast when you're following Diane and you're listening to Diane Empowered Through Health. Christelle is right behind her. So actually the two of you could definitely support each other in that way. Also, I just had that thought, you two should be pumping each other in that way. Thank you, ladies. Let me bring on our next person. And who is the next? Diane McClay. This is another fire starter. My God, all this passion. Diane, where are you?
For our listening audience, I'm Diane McClay, and I host the Diane McClay Show on the second and fourth Friday of every month at 1:30 Pacific time, 4:30 Eastern time. And you would think that we choreographed and scripted this radio podcast right now, but we didn't. All five of us, six of us, including David and Adrian, have gotten on just moments before the show. But here's what I'm super excited about. For our listening audience, I have two really important critical words behind me in my office, which is choice and courage. I heard Christelle actually use courage and choice a lot. Diane is inviting us to have different choices in our life about how we eat and what we put into our bodies and the awareness that we have. Cornelia is asking us to have different choices about the words that we use. And I'm sure David's going to talk to us about how gratitude can help us tie all that together. And Adrian, well, I'm not quite sure what she's going to talk about, but it's going to be awesome. My quick story is that I had a dream job that I loved and wanted from the first time I was in first grade. I wanted to be a park ranger, be a steward of nature. I did everything that Christelle was talking about also, where I checked the boxes for everybody else. I rose through the ranks. I got responsibility. I did the things that I should do. And then about 17 years into my permanent dream job, things didn't start feeling right in my body. They didn't feel right in my heart. I wanted more freedom, more autonomy, more creativity. And there started to be a shift in how the personal values that I held were not being met by my employer. My employer didn't seem, they had a different set of agendas and values, and by all rights, every corporation and agency can do that. But there started to be this discontent in my body. It started showing up in my work. And there was a point where this employer that I loved and felt like I was going to be with for the rest of my life started to put some restrictions on me. And eventually they moved my job 6 hours away from my home and my family. And that was the point where choice, literally a light switch flipped on for me, that I am the only one who has the power to look out for what I need and what I want. And I am the only one who can choose for me what is best for me, despite the best intentions of everybody else on my team. At that moment, I made a tough decision to resign. I'm currently an empowerment coach. I am a contributing author to the book behind me, Dreaming Big, Being Bold, which is 26 stories of trailblazers and change makers who have done exactly what I've done and what all the people here on this radio show, Transformation Talk Radio, the Dr. Pat Show, all of these hosts, we all have had something trigger us and move us from one thing to the next. You know, I love the fact that as human beings, literally, I like hiking. And so do you realize that when you're walking, literally as bipeds, one foot is moving forward and one foot is anchored in the past. You literally simultaneously have the opportunity to move away from something that doesn't serve you. And you have exactly the same opportunity to move towards something that does. Cornelia invited me. She kind of called me out and said, Diane, you've got this amazing story. You have these amazing perspectives on life. I think you have to share these with the world. She invited me into the Transformation Talk Radio family. And I'm so glad that I made the choice and had the courage to say yes to that. My declaration for 2021 is my commitment to the audience is to help shift your perspective. When you shift your perspective, when you create awareness, you can generate power for yourself by making choice for yourself. And sometimes one choice is only there to serve you, to inform you to the next choice. So I'm going to invite you to make a choice to make Transformation Talk Radio and all of these hosts a part of your regular daily media consumption. We all are passionate and excited about everything we have to live. I can be found on the second and fourth Fridays of the month at 1:30 Pacific. My show is the Diane McClay Show, Empowering You Life Through Choice. And I will just close by saying, I see you and I believe in you. And I absolutely believe you can shift your perspective and you can have the life and the happiness and everything that you want. Cornelia, did you want to jump in on that?
I just wanted, you know, Benny, you're supposed to do the cheering, the applause, Benny. It's like, gosh, the Benny.
Awesome.
I love that. Thank you so much. Do you feel this fire? Do you feel this passion and this wisdom from these incredible hosts that are here that are totally in their passion? And I just want you to imagine, what if they weren't doing that? What if they weren't listening to that call? What if they weren't sharing that message with the world? What if they weren't in their intuition and stepping up and stepping forward and sharing their gifts? We would be at a loss. I know I would be at a loss if I wasn't listening to both the Dianes, Christelle. You know, just being with you guys has, you know, helped me grow so much. So it's just incredible supporting each other in this way. And so I can't even imagine what a loss it would be if you guys weren't here. And so I want to introduce our next guest. So the next two people I'm going to introduce you to, these two are not with the Transformation Talk Radio. They're just starting. So they don't have their podcast fully up and running. But our beautiful, beloved Adrienne Craig, she's coming on next. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Cornelia. I'm so honored and excited to be here with all of you. And I am super excited to announce my new podcast starting in 2021.
Yes, what is that going to be?
So the podcast is Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough, and it starts January 8th. And I will be on with you every second and fourth Friday of the month at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific. So a little bit about my story and how I got here is once I entered midlife changes and started going through some hormonal changes in my life that were occurred early, in my opinion, and were unanticipated. I started having some physical symptoms from that, and I ended up gaining 35 pounds in 4 years. And much like Diane Solano mentioned, you know, I started having some issues related to that weight gain in such a short period of time, and I started to have some severe pain in my body. My legs started giving out from under me at random times, to where I thought, you know, I could fall at any time and get injured. One morning I couldn't even get out of bed. And at that point I decided that I needed to listen to the signal my body was giving me, that I couldn't continue on that path. And so what I want to do is share with women that, you know, losing weight is not just about vanity and looks. There's more reasons why you may want to lose weight, health reasons. You know, obesity is a major lifestyle disease, and it leads to other diseases like heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure. There's sleep issues that can come up in people's lives. And one thing I've heard from the women I work with and that I experienced on my own journey is there is this traditional mindset amongst women on a weight loss journey that includes judgment of themselves, deprivation, and resentment. And I want with my show to let women know that there's another mindset that they can create using curiosity and courage and accepting where they're at, to build body confidence. And that's actually a much more sustainable way of losing weight and managing weight, because losing weight isn't about a particular size or a particular number on the scale. It's really, how do you feel in your body physically and mentally? And what I found with the women I work with is a lot of them have emotional wounds that they haven't healed. So when they work on all the physical aspects, it doesn't last long term and it's not sustainable. You really have to focus on healing the emotional wounds as well. That's critical. And that's where the adjusting your mindset comes into play. So I'm excited to, you know, have women on sharing their stories, addressing some of the topics I've heard the most concern from women on, things like emotional eating, managing stress and anxiety, and self-sabotage, which is a big one that comes up. So, you know, I would love to invite our audience to start tuning in on January 8th and mark their calendars for 3 p.m. on the second and fourth Fridays to carve out the healthy life you deserve.
Thank you, Adrienne. I'm so excited that you're bringing this out, because many, many women are struggling with this issue, mm-hmm. and definitely the emotional eating and the weight gain and all of that, and really getting to the root core of what some of these issues are about. And we know that, you know, we learn from our experiences. So it's wonderful that you said yes, that you had the courage, and now you're helping others to gain their courage as well. So thank you for that. All right, now our newest member of the Cornelia Stephanie Media Transformation Talk Radio family, welcome that gratitude guy, David George Brook.
Thank you, Cornelia. Yes, I am that gratitude guy, David George Brook. And gosh, that makes it a tough act to follow after Diane, Christelle, Adrienne. I'll just go, I don't really have much energy. I just would like to tell you I'm going to do. No, I've always been, I'm easily the oldest person in the group by far, but I've always had a lot of energy. I've always had a lot of enthusiasm. And for me, my story started back when I was 19 years old. I graduated from high school and I went to the University of Washington. And I went and gave a talk to a high school that I had had a teacher that went to. And I went out to my car and I sat down. This is 1969 and I was 19. And I decided right then I wanted to be a speaker. And life kind of got in the way, as it does for a lot of us. And it took me 42 years later, until about 7 or 8 years ago, to finally realize my dream of becoming a speaker. And I'd been managing Nordstrom stores and Lowe's and these big box stores and so forth. But all the way along, I never lost track of this dream of wanting to be a speaker and motivating people and impacting lives and making a difference and so forth. But I'd had a lot of tragedy that came along the way. My folks had died when I was young. My mom passed away of cancer. My father took his own life. My wife passed away. I had several friends die. And so along the way, a friend of mine one day had this very pivotal conversation when he says, "Have you ever heard of a gratitude journal?" And I had not. And so I said, "Well, you know, what is it? Will you write a journal every day about what you're grateful for?" So I kind of started down that path and I thought, gosh, this could be, I quit Lowe's and made the pivot at 62 years old to become a speaker and start. I finally had the subject I was looking for, which is gratitude, which is so impactful. And so as I went on the speaking career, if you will, I remember when I started doing one talk every month or so, or maybe a couple talks a month. I now do 2 to 3 talks a week. I do also coaching, and it just seemed like such a great fit when I met Cornelia to add podcasting to my repertoire, if you will. So I'm going to be hosting this new show called That Gratitude Guy Podcast. In fact, I think Diane and Christelle, I think it's right around your time. It's going to be the first and third Fridays of the month at noon. And I think one of you guys said the same things either right before or after that. So that might be a great tie-in. But the theme for this is going to be digging deeper into gratitude, because we've just gone through this incredibly tough year, possibly or probably more than likely the worst year any of us have ever gone through. And so many people have struggled. And so not only was there the normal things that I apply in my talks, where I do a lot of interactive, a lot of exercises, very experiential. We do take, make a list, write this down, give me a high five in the screen, all these kinds of things to give people tools to fight some of these negative gamma rays that are coming at us. And it's just so nice. I did a talk yesterday and went through all these people, and they were holding up their little thing. They wrote this down, they wrote that down. And it's designed to give people really actionable items to do to feel better about who you see in the mirror. And it's interesting, Cornelia, you mentioned the little voice, and I think it's so true. You know, we have these two ears and one mouth, and you're supposed to use it in that proportion. But those two ears listen to what this mouth says. And I'll tell people, I don't forget Diane Solano, Cornelia Bilga, Diane McClay, Adrian Craig. You know, once I get a name, I don't forget it. And people will say to me all the time, I'm terrible with names. They go, you know, you keep saying that, you're always going to be terrible with names. So just listen to that self-talk you're giving yourself. So it's so important. And through those exercises and things, again, it's having things that are actionable. The biggest piece that I do, and when I go into the podcast, it'll be having people that are talking about their experiences, how gratitude impacted them, their inspirational stories, their motivational stories. But there'll also be tools on every podcast about things like the gratitude journal, how you write in a gratitude journal. It takes 5 minutes. Why it's so important, why it's so impactful, why writing is so much more important than this thing, typing on the computer, which is fine and talking is fine. But if I look at the center, or the top rather left of my gratitude journal, the Brooker's Daily Gratitude Journal, there's a little saying right here. It says, if you think about it, it's like a dream. If you talk about it, it inspires you. But if you write about it, it empowers you. And there's something about, I am so grateful to Cornelia Stephanie with two first names, that I enjoy her so much, and she asked me to be in a podcast and so forth. It just plants it. So I'm really excited about it. And all you guys' energy is very infectious. And I was actually, full disclosure, I got 15 seconds left. I was doing a long walk this morning. I'm listening to podcasts. So I type in the gratitude podcast. That what a lot. I got to hear this guy, who this gal, whoever it is. I swear, I tell you, I knew I was going to be talking to you in an hour. He was going, that's so interesting. I think gratitude is really important. What do you think? And I went, wow, there's some energy. So, you know, people, energy is very contagious. And so when people feel it's like, I go, why did I have to go last with all this energy? For gosh sakes, holy cow, what an act to follow. So, but I'm excited because I think it's to make a big difference.
David, you know, you're last, but you're also first, because you're just starting out your podcast. You're coming out, and it's actually perfect timing for you.
Because I agree.
Can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen here on the call, David not being on a podcast? He needs to be on a podcast. He needs to be in everybody's ear, as all of you do too. How much time do we have, producers of the show, so I know how much time we have?
Yeah, we have about like 9 minutes left in the show.
Oh, good. That's like, we got free money right here. So yay. So everybody, let's chat it up. Let's unmute yourselves. Or can we do that, Benny? Can we get more producers?
I believe so. Yeah. Just you go ahead and I would mention who you are first so we can have some introductions.
Yes.
Well, can I get the times again of all the podcasts? Because I want to hook. I mean, I got some of them. Like Diane, you started out. What was yours, Solano?
Mine's on Friday at 4 Eastern, or it's going to be 1 o'clock Pacific Standard.
Okay, so that's because mine's at noon, so right before. That's so cool.
Isn't that no coincidence, right?
No, of course not.
So you know what's really great? I want to take these next few minutes to talk about the live studio audience that we're going to start engaging with. Because one of this is what's going to set us all apart from all the other podcasters out there, is that we're going to, this is up to you. all the hosts, but the structure is in place and it's all been created. And now it's offering us the opportunity to invite the audience in to join you. So basically, they're going to be able to get their ticket to come to the live studio audience, the podcast that you're sharing. And then when the podcast is over, then you are able to go with your audience and go deeper into Q&A, where they actually have the ability to ask you questions and work with you a little bit closer, that normally by people listening to a podcast don't have the ability to do, to reach out. And that's why this is something that we're rolling out in January. I want to say that by January 15th, we'll be ready to go, but we're still working out a few things that we need to make sure that that all of you have a different link that you're going to be using than the ones we've been using before. So this is something to talk about. But it's really, really exciting, you guys, because you're going to have a studio audience, people in the audience together with you that you can talk and that you can help them, answer questions to them, and help them move through to whatever their pain points are, whatever keeps them up. What do you think about that?
This is Diane McClay with the Diane McClay Show, and I'm going to jump in and just say that it's not just great for us as hosts to be able to interact with people to help understand where we need to put content and develop material, but this is really exciting for radio listeners and internet listeners, because coaching programs are super crazy expensive. This is an opportunity for, they're not crazy expensive. Everybody's different. I don't want to make that a barrier to people, but there's a perception about there about it being expensive or I don't need it. So being able to put a listening audience direct in contact with all of these experts in their own field and have some personalized time, that's a freebie. That's a gift that we as hosts want to make sure that we give all of our listening audiences access to us and our network and each other's information, so that we can get you on that path that you want to be for 2021 and you can really live your life with more meaning and more purpose. It's not just for us, it's really our way of giving back to our communities in our own way and supporting each other.
Anybody else want to say something?
Yes, I think it's really amazing. It's exciting because just listening, people usually listen while they're walking. And even if, you know, sometimes guests or the host will give them opportunity to reach out, they are probably driving when they are listening. So they don't have the opportunity to take note right away and they might miss out. But if they know, if they purchase a ticket or get a ticket to be in a live audience, they will definitely put a time aside to be there intentionally and ask their questions. They are coming with the intention to get support, direct support from the host or from the guest, you know, and really get real-time feedback. I think it's going to be a shift in the way people listen to podcasts and how valuable podcasts, our podcasts will be for them. It's going to be not just something they listen to, hopefully get something out of it, or hopefully remember to take advantage of the free resources offered during the podcast, but it will intentionally come ready to hear something and get feedback right there. So I think it's going to be really powerful.
Yeah, and that's why I want to make sure that all of you, the audience that love these hosts, to make sure to write it on your calendar, because we know what it's like when it's not written on the calendar. We don't do it. We say that, oh, we'll listen to that later, and then later never comes. And so you can see the amazing opportunity that you have here with these incredible hosts that are offering their valuable gifts so that you can really live your best life, really live your best life. So this is an opportunity for you to put it on your calendar, and every single time when one of these podcasts comes on that you know, oh, it's Friday, I want to get with Diane Solano, I want to listen to Christelle Biga, I want to be with Diane McClay, I want to be with that gratitude guy, I want to work on my weight loss, I really want to understand that. And you can see the energy with Adrienne Craig. She has such a compassionate, soft energy that you can really, she's going to really help you go deep in all of that. And then I'm going to be launching a new podcast myself. Can you believe it? Yay. I mean, this has been, you know, podcasting has changed my life. And then I developed it into helping other entrepreneurs like these hosts that are here today to grow their brand. And truly, I'm so blessed to work with these people. So I've grown so much. And now we're going to go deeper to connect with our audience in a deeper way. And then also see how we can attract corporate sponsorships to fund our work. And so I'm super, super excited about what we're rolling out in 2021. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's so nice to say gentlemen too, not just ladies, ladies and gentlemen, to join us today. Do you, with one word, everybody, one, two words.
I'm just excited and happy. And I am in my element. That's about six.
Living boldly in 2021.
Law of Association is absolutely everything. Get around the vibration so that you can raise your energy and become the best version of yourself.
Greater gratitude.
And I want to say cheers to having it all, because it's our time. It really is our time for all of us to live in unity and have it all. It's our time. Happy 2021 and happy new year. And we'll see you all in the new year. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.